And emergency traffic on KSL. It's because a dog is on the loose on the Legacy Highway. Ricky, what's going on?
Well, he was headed southbound, and now he's on the northbound side. Now, I am watching UHP troopers and animal control try to get this little pup off of the road. It is scared, so he's darting back and forth across Legacy Parkway. Right now, he is headed northbound, and he is in the middle of Legacy Parkway. He's scared, he's frightened, but drivers are exercising patience right now as UHP is keeping traffic under control. Right now, this little animal is in about the Woods Cross area, again on the northbound side, and the northbound traffic is backed up all the way to I-215. If you're on the southbound side and you're not stopped behind UHP, you're still going to see a little bit of slowing in Woods Cross. But again, they do not have this under control. They are trying to get a hold of this little dog. He may be limping just a bit, but it is definitely causing a problem in traffic for Legacy drivers.
So, Ricky, are they trying to herd this dog off the freeway,
yes,
or they're just trying to stop him and catch him?
Right now, I'm watching at animal control. He's got a net hanging outside of his window as he's driving, and UHP is blocking him off on the left. Animal control is on the right. They've got him in the middle, and they're trying to get him contained, and they are trying to keep this animal safe while also getting traffic moving once again.
I've seen the UHP troopers just kind of slowly staying behind him and keeping the traffic at bay. Is that what's going on?
Exactly. Now, right now, the dog, if they don't, he may be darting across. He is. He's going across the median once again. Southbounders, be aware. Dog on the loose. Well, no, now he's darting back. It's hard to track this animal. They have actually been outside of their vehicles, and a lot of Good Samaritans, drivers on Legacy, trying to get this dog out of traffic as well, trying to catch him. But so far, he has eluded all the drivers and UHP and Animal Control as well.
Okay.
It looks like the UHP trooper and also Animal Control are both now out of the vehicle, and they may actually, he's got the net, he's up against the barrier, they almost have him trapped. This poor little puppy is going to be sad.
So, I commend them, though, so well.
Do we know it's a puppy?
He looks like he might be a medium puppy. He's not like a young pup, but maybe close to a year old, so I can't tell. He's a long-haired black dog, and fully capable of putting on a foot chase.
And he's still dashing back and forth. They don't have the net on him yet?
Not yet.
Okay, all right. Well,
be careful, everybody.
All right, we're going to continue to keep track of this whole situation and make sure that little puppy gets picked up off the freeway before anybody hits him and get the Legacy Highway back going again, so it's not a traffic problem. Well, let's get you up to date now on this little dog situation that we've had on the Legacy Highway. Ricky Meese has been following that from the KSL Traffic Center. What's the situation out there now, Ricky?
Scott, this has been a little bit unbelievable for those drivers who are on Legacy Parkway right now. It looks like the escape artist Houdini the Hound has come to an end finally. This dog had been going for several minutes back and forth across Legacy Parkway in the Woods Cross and Bountiful area. Right now, UHP troopers and animal control teams are in the median, and it looks like they have secured the black pup that had caused such a mess with traffic. The newsroom burst out in cheers as it looks like they finally have the dog safely secured, and hopefully traffic will get back to normal. We will keep you up to date on those Legacy delays as they clear out.
Good news.
I know. You love a happy ending. Yes. Ricky Meese in the KSL.
Well, a developing story we've been following for you this afternoon. A little dog on the Legacy Parkway had Highway Patrol troopers scrambling to try and catch him this afternoon. And Highway Patrol Trooper Doug Moss with us live now on the KSL Newsline. And Trooper, you guys were all over the place on this one. You finally got him, though, huh?
Yeah, Animal Control the owner actually showed up. And the dog finally came to the owner, and the owner was able to put it in the car, and then we got it out of there.
So he was all up and down the freeway. He ran quite a bit, didn't he?
Over about a mile stretch, he ran back and forth. He'd run northbound for a little while and then get turned around and go back southbound and just back and forth.
You guys did a great job keeping everybody safe and keeping traffic back, and it seems like everybody is cooperating to help save the life of this dog, and actually people were not getting upset about the fact that they stopped, and you guys did a great job.
Yeah. There was one thing I did notice. People would get out of their cars and try and get the dog to come to them, and that's you know, that's a good effort, but it is really dangerous for people to get out of their cars on the freeway.
That's so not a good thing to do, like, right?
Yeah. And we kind of like to have people stay in. And then I think it just made the dog a little bit more scared having that many more people trying to chase after it, too.
Well, you managed to corral him. Was it animal control that got him in the net? How did you get him?
No, the owner showed up flagged me over and said, I think that might be my dog. And so I got him up to where the dog was, and then the dog came right to him and jumped in his car.
Okay, you're not going to get him for a leash violation, are you?
Well, I think animal control did give him a citation.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know what, but, you know, for all the people that got tied up in traffic, you know, maybe that's a little bit of
something. All right. Trooper, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and good job this afternoon.
All right, thanks.
Again, that's Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Doug Moss joining us live on the KSL Newsline. They caught the little dog that was wandering up and down the Legacy Parkway.